Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking about Tosspot Productions and their plans for the future of their little theater company.
And our guests are Jill Sourwine and Arlisha Jones, who are two founding members of the company. So welcome to Stage Talk, Jill and Arlisha.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, this is a relatively new theater company here in Anchorage. It's always exciting to see new theater cropping up here in Anchorage. And Jill, we had you on before for your production of Gulag Mouse, so we kind of heard the story of how you were at the Last Frontier Theater Conference. You met Arthur M. Jolly there, and both of you approached him about a play, and he gave you a Gulag Mouse, and you presented that. And that's sort of the start of your company. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That was our first production, but... The start of our company, I think, really was the ride back to Anchorage together. Jill and I rode back, and we always say that's kind of where Tosspots was born. I have a very slow van, and it's about a 6 or 7 hour drive back from Valdez. So we just talked about it the whole time. We didn't really know what play we were going to be doing, but we had this play from Arthur that he'd given us and a few other things we were thinking about. And by the time we got back to Anchorage, we were just so fired up from the conference and everything we'd seen that week and wanting to do new work. So that's
where
it came from.
You know, I think everybody in theater has this dream. I know Gene and I probably mm-hmm. have as well, that someday I'm going to start my own theater company. Is that something, a lifelong dream you've had?
Or no.
It's not?
Absolutely not. I have never wanted to. And I've talked with people about it before. And thought, you know, I'm a playwright. I want to be in a room writing plays. But something happens to you when you're in Valdez and you're around all of these people and all of these actors and these other producers and directors, and you just get sort of swept up into it. And then by the time we had read Gulag Mouse, and the project just grabbed a hold of me so much that there was no going back then.
How about you, Jill? Had you thought of it?
Yeah, it's definitely something I've always wanted to do. And so we got a group of really committed, excited theater artists around us, and we just sort of snuck Arlisha into...
It was my house.
Yeah, it was at her house.
So it's your house, so okay, you mm-hmm. you can be the director.
How's yeah, that? Yeah. I was the only one left that didn't have a job. So,
let's
okay.
put on a play.
And I know you mentioned you chose a Gulag Mouse because you had you wanted a play with parts for women specifically. Mm-hmm. Is that something you're looking at doing more with your company, or is that just happened to be that one play?
I think it is something we're looking to do more, just because our company members are mostly women. And but we're not doing it exclusively. We wouldn't ever put down a play and not look at it or consider it because it had male parts in it or a male lead or something. But just for myself, I'm a woman playwright, and I'm attracted to those kind of stories, women's stories.
We have so many strong female performance artists here in town that don't feel like they get an opportunity to really stretch their wings and try new things. So, I mean, it's great to give them opportunities to try things that they've never done before.
Mm-hmm. Well, where are you going to be showing your plays, or does it vary depending on what you can find?
We're an art house resident group with Out North Contemporary Art House. So we put our shows on in conjunction with them.
So that's sort of your home base. You're a resident company there.
Yeah,
that's
and they've,
great to
they've
have that
been
status.
They've been amazingly supportive of everything we've done and really helped us get our first production up and going, and that was really cool of them.
It's a terrific space too. You just feel so at home in there, and the atmosphere when you walk in that building is so positive and
right.
creative.
So let's just talk a little bit about what you plan for next year. I know you've had some shows sort of planned for the coming year. Mm-hmm. So why don't you go and talk a little bit about those?
Okay. The first one, I'll talk about the first one and Jill can talk about the second. The first one that we're going to be doing is in September, I believe, opens September 21st at Out North. And it's My Name is Rachel Corey, and it's a one-woman show that Morgan Mitchell approached us with last winter. And said, "Hey, I'm dying to do this show, and you guys are, you know, looking for new stuff and new, you know, roles for women." And she handed this to me, and I knew about the show, and I had never read it yet, and I certainly knew the story of it. And once I read it, I wanted to do it so bad. The writing of it is so beautiful, and it's the story of Rachel Corey, who was the young woman killed in the Gaza Strip in 2003 when the bulldozers were knocking the houses over. So we're doing that in September, and we've already started our read-throughs for it and design process and things like that. And Morgan is out traveling right now, but she's, you know, got her script with her, and we're doing our research. And that's part of our process is we've picked these projects way in advance, and we do some improvisations and just really, you know, kind of embody the play for as long as we can before we ever get to rehearsal.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then following that, in March, we're doing a comedy called Tigers Be Still. It's by a woman named Kim Rosenstock, and if you're familiar with the show called The New Girl on Fox, she's a writer for that, so it's kind of got this quirky comedy element to it, which is a nice change of pace after a gulag and Gaza Strip.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a four-person comedy, and it deals with depression.
Hilarious.
Hilarious, but yeah, very quirky and fun.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Arlisha Jones and Jill Sauerwein, talking about their brand new theater production and their plans for the coming year.
You know, Arlisha, I've got to just ask you a question that's burning in my mind. I have some friends of mine who are actors who always wanted to play certain parts that they were not being cast in, so they formed their own theater so they could do those plays they always wanted to do. You're a playwright. Mm-hmm. Any plans for using this theater as a vehicle for your own plays?
Maybe for some readings right now. And people have asked me that before. Oh, you're going to produce your own plays. And right now I don't have any that are ready to produce. And I think, I'm not saying that it won't happen in the future. And if it did, it's because I have these incredible artists around me that I can write for and be able to workshop with and have access to them right away. I do have a play coming up, but it's with Cyrano's Theater. Mm-hmm. So Sandy's producing it. And I'm using the same, our ensemble members for that.
So you're sort of doing it, not in collaboration officially with Cyrano's, but the same company members are being
right, same company members. But, maybe down the road it will. But it's an interesting way to approach theater of not that, oh, this is my work that needs to be done, but to just have a different vehicle of different plays, different voices, and experience a script that I didn't write. And how that comes to stage.
I would think that would be very attractive. But tell me, what are you putting on at Cyrano's? Let's give it a plug.
Okay, let's give it a plug. Thank you. It's called Come to Me, Leopards, and it's a play about a women's running team. Come to Me, Leopards, and it's the Leopards running team.
Okay.
It's this group of women. They call themselves the Leopards, and they run here in Anchorage. And Jill is actually going to be my lead character.
I think I heard a monologue from this at the conference when Jill doing the monologue. That was a wonderful monologue, so we'll look forward to seeing that show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That monologue might be cut now. I don't know. I write and I cut and I write and I cut. But, yeah.
Well, speaking of Cyrano's, you know, around Anchorage, certain theaters start to get not reputations, but you know if you go see a show at ACT, it's going to be family-friendly, and TAU is putting on new sort of modern musicals. Is there an identity that Tosspots is going for, or is it something you've even thought about?
Yeah, we've thought about it. Like with Gulag, we just didn't think that that it would be attractive to other theater audiences. It's a very dark play that we just put on, a Gulag Mouse. And when we went to Out North is this great place that just, I know I probably can speak for Jill too, that it allows us the freedom to express whatever it is that we need to express in this darkness, this violence that can come out of our lives and out of the world. So I think it's that we will take on those kind of edgy stories, I guess.
Good. I like edgy stories.
And Jill, what are your plans for this new theater? Anything specific, or just you want to go along for the ride?
Well, with Arlisha, I mean, we're really excited about producing work that's not been seen here in town before. Another program that we're working on with our company is a resident playwright program. And so hopefully every year we're going to have a different playwright. We're commissioning them to write a new work. And at the end of a year, we will put on a developmental production of it. And actually, we have Dawson Moore working on a script for us right now. So hopefully we should have that ready to be developmentally staged in May, maybe. We'll have to see how that comes together. But
he's writing it right now. If he's listening, Dawson, go write.
Yeah, don't listen to the radio. Yeah.
And Dawson, of course, is the coordinator for the Last Frontier Theater Conference, as well as for the Overnighters here in Anchorage.
And Three Wise Moose.
Right, Three Wise Moose. And as a playwright, many people have seen his work. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he comes up with. So Dawson, get to work.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Well, what other plans? You mentioned the playwriting and residence workshop. Do you have any other plans you're thinking of in terms of the company, maybe things that may just be pipe dreams right now?
We've talked about trying to take various shows on tour around Alaska. That's something we're interested in doing at some point down the road.
Mm-hmm. With Rachel Corey, because it's a one-woman show, that's a show that could travel very mm-hmm. easily. And I think Morgan will be able to do it for a number of years if we can, somewhere on the road system probably. I know it's extremely prohibitively expensive to mm-hmm. travel a show in Alaska, but that is.
That sounds very attractive, actually.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. We also want to continue. We've started some readings. Like last year, we did two readings of plays that we'd seen in Valdez or heard in Valdez, mm-hmm. and so brought them to Anchorage and just did readings of them. So we want to continue that too. But.
Well, sounds like a very exciting mm-hmm. prospect. You're coming up with a new theater company here in Anchorage. We look forward to seeing more shows from mm-hmm. Tosspot Productions. Looking back on what you've done so far, where do you think you are right now in terms of still developing, or are you on, have you shifted into third gear yet? Are you going into overdrive soon? Or where do you see yourself in terms of the process of your company?
I think that we're still, it's still kind of all new to us, and there's still a lot more to discover of what we can do, and certainly in terms of what artists we can work with and where we can plug people in and what excitement is out there. Another thing that we've talked about with after Dawson's done with his play and we'll move on to the next resident artist. I don't know if this has been done before, but we want to try maybe having a resident scenic designer. And right now we're so blessed to be working with Carrie Yanagawa, and so maybe in the next year it'll be her residency and she'll get to pick a show that will really showcase her talents as scenic design and scenic painting. So just things like that of who are these artists and how can we showcase them and make a really exciting project.
Sounds very attractive, mm-hmm. actually. Mm-hmm. And different from what is standard in Anchorage, mm-hmm. too, and something to go to see something different.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned Carrie as being one of your company members. Who else is working with you, people we might know around in Anchorage?
Mm-hmm. Aaron Wiseman is one of the people working mm-hmm. with us. This for Rachel Corey, we'll have Matt Smith working with us on lights to do a really exciting lighting thing. Lucy Peckham has done our sound design for Gulag Mouse, which is one of the lasting elements of that show for me, of her music that she put in. Who else?
Scotty Heverling has done our costumes for Gulag Mouse, and he's coming back to work on Rachel Corey.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the actors that we work with frequently are Danielle Rabinovich, Tamar Shai, Anya Windham from Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Miss you, Anya.
Yeah.
Is she flying back to do any more shows?
Not right now, but she's also doing all of our posters for us.
Our poster design.
Yeah,
lovely.
She's so gifted.
She stayed very connected with the projects that we're working on and doing her own research from across the country.
Well, thank you very much for coming. We're running out of time here. Arlesia Jones and Jill Sauerwein to talk about Tosspot Productions and your plans for the future.
Thanks for having
us. And I look forward to it.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Community Calendar on alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River is offering many classes in performing for students of all ages. For more information, please call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
It's the last weekend to see John Logan's play Red at Cyrano's, the play about artist Mark Rothko. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Up in Talkeetna, you can see Life at the End of the Road, continuing until August 26th. A comical improv, sometimes musical, look at everyday life in small-town Alaska, produced by Denali Drama. Performances are Sunday at 3:30 and 6 and Monday at 6. There will be occasional extra showings. For tickets and information, go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
Tomorrow night, you can see two presentations by actors Jessica Lynn Johnson and Scott Turner Schofield at Out North Theater. Jessica Lynn Johnson will present her one-person play Z, and Scott Turner Schofield will present 365 Days of Crazy. Go to www.outnorth.org for more information. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.